Former King County Superior Court Judge Mary Yu is the state's newest Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in today. She replaces Justice James Johnson.
Formerly, she worked as Deputy Chief of Staff for King County Prosecutor Norm Mailing. Justice Yu is the first Asian American to serve on that state court. She's also the first gay state Supreme Court Justice. And she officiated at the first gay marriage here in King County. Earlier, when she spoke to our David Hyde, she explained what that moment signified.
It meant everything to me personally and professionally. And part of it is the struggle for the right to marry the person that you love is a long one. And when it was finally realized in the state of Washington, I, along with my staff, said, why should anyone have to wait one more minute? And then we decided to go ahead and offer our services and become available at midnight on the night that we could first preside over a marriage. It meant everything to the couples that I had known. Many of the people who came forward were folks that I had done the adoptions for. So while it may seem a little backwards and the construction of our families is not quite sequential in terms of you have children and now suddenly you have the right to marry, it was an incredible moment to be able to affirm the relationships and the people and their love for one another and to say to them, we now as a state will provide you the rights and the protection that you've been entitled to.
What do you feel like that moment says to you, says to us about our story as Americans, as Washingtonians?
You know, it really says to us as Washingtonians that we are a very tolerant and accepting community. And when you step back and you realize what is it that creates a good, stable community, it's recognizing relationships and love, and it's trying to offer support from the outside for those relationships. To me, it means everything to be able to say we're tolerant, we're accepting, and family is very important.
Supreme Court Justice Mary Yu's with us, recently appointed to serve by Jay Inslee to the state Supreme Court. And let's get to the state Supreme Court now. You're on it. What do you see as the most important issues facing the court in 2014 and beyond?
I would guess that important issues that are going to be coming forward will be open courts, and that is the transparency of what we do. I think another issue that probably will be coming up will be privacy. I think there probably, if there aren't cases in the pipeline, there will be cases that continue to come up and ask, how private is this electronic device that we carry around in our purse or our pocket, and that is our telephone? It's not just a place where you make phone calls, but most of our lives are contained in that telephone. And I think those are going to probably arise as what's private and what isn't.
When people are nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, one of the questions they always get asked is, what's your judicial philosophy? So I'm going to ask that question, but if you could also explain to us why that question gets asked. Why is that an important question?
Well, you know, people ask the question because everybody wants to know, well, what's your political ideology, or how are you going to approach issues, or do you have particular positions? You know, and my judicial philosophy has been for the last 14 years and will continue to be into the future is a commitment to neutrality. It's really important to be a judge who's going to approach every single case with an open mind and to allow the lawyers to argue the facts and the law and how it is that it applies to this particular case. I would hope that the commitment to neutrality is a real one. Obviously, we approach cases from our own experience and are informed by our background. But as a trial court judge, I can tell you that the absolute commitment to neutrality is so important. And we have to let the parties decide what are the issues that they are deciding to bring forward before the court so that we're not making it up and we're not becoming the advocates for a particular issue. So I would say my philosophy is really rooted in being a good listener and hearing what it is that the parties need resolved. Now, of course, coming from the trial court, I'm going to keep trial court judges in my mind first, and that is what we've always needed from the court is clarity. We need clear rules that will allow us to make decisions at the trial court level, so I'm hoping to remember that when I'm sitting on the Supreme Court.
As you know, we see a lot of 5-4 decisions at the U.S. Supreme Court level, and I think it's got a lot of people confused. They believe what you're saying. They want to believe in the system and the neutrality of judges, but then they see these 5-4 decisions that seem pretty partisan because they do split along conservative and liberal lines. What are your thoughts about those divisions at the federal Supreme Court level, and how do they apply here when we're thinking about state courts?
Well, you know, our own state Supreme Court has also had some fractured decisions where we have 5-4 decisions, and it's not helpful. On the other hand, each of the individual justices have been elected and have a commitment to retain their own convictions and beliefs, and we would never ask anybody to compromise those individual convictions and views. On the other hand, I would hope And I do know this for a fact, is that this is a court that is committed to working hard to try to achieve some consensus. When it's not possible, people ought to dissent. But I think that there is a commitment, a desire by everyone to really try to seek understanding, to try to really come to consensus on a point of law so that it is helpful to others. But that's not always going to be true, and we always want to protect the right of individual justices to dissent. Mm. But I want to approach this with a commitment to say I'm going to work really hard to be a part of a decision-making process that is helpful to others along the way, and that's going to be decisions that we hope could be unanimous.
So for folks outside the system to understand this, are there similar divisions at the state level between judges who are more originalists or literalists in terms of how they interpret the language of the state constitution versus the more progressive or liberal judges, for lack of a better word, who might have a sense of it as more of a living document? Is that same division operating at the state level?
I don't think you have that ideological divide on our state Supreme Court. I think we have justices who, again, might have individual views on particular issues, but I don't see any one of those justices wedded to a particular ideology before they decide a case. I think some have some values or priorities that are more important than others. But I really don't see that kind of, again, political ideology becoming a wedge on deciding cases.
And you're replacing Justice Jim Johnson, who's seen as the most conservative member of the court now. He's leaving for health reasons. How does your approach or your philosophy differ from his, do you think?
I would hope, and I've continued to say, is that maybe we have more in common than what's different. And that is, there really is a commitment to search the truth of the law as it applies to particular facts or a particular case. I really want to maintain a commitment to look at each case as it presents itself. I have my own experience as a trial court judge and my own lived experience to help inform how I'm going to approach a case. But I'm very reluctant to put it along a political spectrum and say, this is how I'm going to do it and it's different than somebody else. I just can't make that commitment to do that yet.
Fair enough. Just to wrap it up, what do you most want people in Washington State to know about you and how you're going to approach the job of being the newest Supreme Court justice in Washington State?
Well, I would want people to feel confident that I'm going to approach this with intellectual integrity. I'm going to do everything I can to really listen very carefully to the arguments that are presented, and that I will work very hard with the other justices to really come to some sound decisions in regard to the numerous cases that are going to be coming before us. I want everybody to know that I'm also absolutely proud and delighted to be in this position. I am grateful to the governor to giving me an opportunity to serve the people in this way. I also have to say I'm very, very proud to be representing the various communities that I've come from to sit on our state's highest court. I want young people, especially young kids, to look up and to be able to say to themselves, that could be me. I would like to be in that position. And now because she is there, I know I can do it.
Hmm. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Supreme Court Justice Mary Yu. She was recently appointed to the court by Governor Jay Inslee. She was sworn in today. She's running unopposed in November to keep her seat. She spoke with David Hyde. You're tuned to The Record.